Well, good morning, everyone. I just want to inform Queenslanders that we have had the first Queensland Disaster Management Committee this morning. Tropical Cyclone Marsha is currently a Category 1, but we are expecting that it could intensify to a Category 2. At this stage, we expect it to cross landfall in the early hours of tomorrow morning. I want to assure everyone that the agencies are fully prepared. I've met this morning my cabinet ministers, all the relevant agencies, and we are ready. These agencies are well prepared. They've done this before. But there are clear messages that we need to make sure that Queenslanders know about. There is going to be heavy rainfall, so Queenslanders need to stay out of the river systems, the beaches. There is going to be a lot of erosion and a lot of impacts on our local beaches. At this stage, we expect that the cyclone will cross the coast between St Lawrence and Bundaberg early Friday morning. Wind gusts could be up to around 150 kilometres an hour. So it is a significant weather event that is going to impact on the Queensland coast. Our 31 local government area groups have been activated. We have been in touch with the local ports, also with the marinas, to make sure that our ships are safe and people are fundamentally safe. The safety messages must be adhered to. Please, if it's flooded, forget it. Don't cross any flooded waterways. And we know with this significant rainfall, there will be flooding. So once again, I'm just reassuring everyone that all the agencies are up and running, we're well prepared, and we are ready for this event. The next meeting of the Queensland Disaster Management Committee will be held this afternoon at 4 p.m. at Kedron. And now I'd like to hand over to the State Disaster Coordinator to talk to you further about operational issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Premier. Good morning, everyone. Look, the important thing for people at the moment is to make sure that they are prepared properly. The communities from about Rockhampton South will be impacted in some way over the coming days. They should really be prepared and be listening to the messaging that's going out. They need to stay connected to what's being said in the media about how to prepare for this event. Importantly, they need to be connected to their loved ones and friends and make sure that they're okay too. Think of everyone that might be impacted by this. They need to prepare their homes for an event that will have heavy rain and strong winds. They need to make sure they've got enough supplies. A simple way to look at that would be to pack your bag as if you're going away for a long weekend. And make sure you've got everything you need. Make sure you've got the medications that you might need, you've got the other supplies you might need, and in your home that you have food and water sufficiently so that you can stay home for a number of days without having to go out. As the Premier said, the important message is if they're going to go out, don't take risk. If it's flooded, forget it. If there's no need to go out on the roads, don't do that. They're not safe environments when we have a lot of rain, and the less people that are out there, leave it to the ones that need to be out there so they can do the work that they need to do. We'll continue to provide information about what's happening with this. As the event gets closer, we'll have much more certainty about what to expect from this event. Things such as how much water and how much flooding, whether there's going to be storm surges, how that will impact on the communities. We'll continue to develop that and give advice as soon as we can about what people might have to expect.
As everyone can appreciate, we're going to have a lot more information this afternoon once we reconvene at 4 p.m. But if there are any questions, I'm happy to take a few, as is the State Coordinator Disaster.
Premier, the projected track of Marsha obviously crosses a number of catchments, particularly Burnett and also Brisbane. What advice have you received from the Weather Bureau about potential for major flooding in either Bundaberg or
We are making sure that the Bundaberg communities are well aware of what is happening. At this stage, the police service has sent extra resources there, and it is my intention when I leave here to ring the Mayor of Bundaberg as well and offer him my reassurance. We are doing everything possible. We will have further information this afternoon about that impact.
So at this stage, there's no clear message from the Bureau about the potential for major flooding in
Not major flooding, but we do expect flooding. So we'll have further information this afternoon at 4.
Are you expected to need to establish evacuation centres
anywhere? We have evacuation centres ready at Yeppoon if that is needed. But at this stage, once again, we'll have further information this afternoon. So I don't want to heighten anyone's anxiety at the moment. Let's get the further update at 4 o'clock this afternoon and we'll have more information to communities. But at this stage, everyone just needs to be getting ready. Make sure that you have everything that you possibly need and also take care along the Queensland coast and the rivers over the coming days. We expect a lot of rainfall.
My main question is, yes. So people who flooded before in, say, 2011-2014, should they start moving things out of their houses now?
We don't expect that at the moment, but would you like to comment?
This event, of course, will have, it has projected rainfall, anything up to 400 mils over the period of the days. That will vary from area to area. As it gets closer, we'll get much more certainty. However, the other things to remember that are a little different this time is that the ground is not saturated, so the amount of rain will it'll take some time before it soaks in and then starts to run off. And also we have capacity and catchments in the dams to be able to absorb some of the rainfall that goes in and control the flooding. We're not expecting major flooding at this stage, but that could change. So we'll continue to stay across the modelling from BOM and continue to update the community on what's happening. We anticipate having sufficient time to give people good warnings as to what they might have to do. Biggest risk in the Brisbane area as it stands now is people going out into the weather when they really don't need to. So it's that flooded, if it's flooded, forget it message. So when the rain starts to fall and it's really heavy, people should just settle down, sit back. Unfortunately, there might not be a cricket game to watch on Saturday afternoon, but if they could be very careful and observe those messages, not park their cars in areas that normally flood, and we all know what they are, and not take risks, everything should be okay. But as I said, if it changes, we'll continue to update the community.
And tracking this cyclone, the SES is saying it's tracking in a more predictable manner, and that's helping authorities place their resources. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, certainly. What we've done, and as the Premier alluded to, we've pre-deployed resources, and it's not just the Queensland Police Service, it's also Queensland Fire and Emergency Services have pre-deployed their source water rescue, SES have been activated. Police are being put in the places where traditionally we may have had some problems so that they've got direct access to the information about what's happening and can keep the community up to date with what's happening. And on the evacuation centres, I might add that they're well exercised, those centres. They're all ready to go, and if we need them, we can activate them at any time. But at this stage, we're not anticipating that.
In terms of the impact in the south east, are there similarities to XTC Oswald, and are you expecting that it would linger like that did?
I can take that one. The projection at this stage is that this system will keep moving, which is important. Nothing's changed in that modelling. We expect it to continue to move through, and by the weekend we start to see it fine up.
Faster moves, obviously, the better.
Much better.
Absolutely, yeah.
Where are you focusing your resources at the moment?
Our resources are focused across the areas that are going to be impacted. We have the ability not only to move resources up from the southeast to the areas impacted, but also bring them from the north down, so we can move the resources wherever we need to. We have the mobility to do that.
When do you think we will start seeing the first signs